But we shouldn't move ahead for two reasons, though.
Yeah.
And another reason is the lawsuit. I mean, we've got to wait and see what the judge is going to say on some of those, and we've been forewarned quite a bit on that. So that's been the suggestion here, that we wait on any activities that would suggest something in terms of the lawsuit.
Yeah. And I don't think, going back to Brian's point, the hardship committee is not going to go away if we wait.
No.
A little bit. I mean, and I realize that there are some very painful issues, but I think we need to follow the process and do this correctly. I mean, the lawsuit is near, the decision on that, and even not going forward on the hardship case until at least you have your meeting this afternoon and more can be developed.
Yep. And so I think that's our direction. It's not yes or no. It's
the only problem is what Brian said, though, is, I mean, it's when you get to a hardship and you got a medical situation, I mean, we're being pretty cruel. I mean, and we've talked about that for a long time, about just exactly, you know, the family conditions that precipitated the request. And the state boundary shouldn't worry about that. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're put in sort of an untenable position.
Well, Roger. I would like to ask Jenny, Commissioner Jenny, if she would be willing to go to the hardship case and explain the situation, why it's going to stop.
You want me to go do that?
And if
how about
you
I go to the landowners of the 30,000 acres in Minnesota that are going to have those issues? Or how about all the families with the cemeteries that are going to have inundations? You can come with me and do that.
No. I'm asking you a specific question. Would you be willing to go and stop the hardship procedure or the policy with this couple or gentleman that's asking for relief from hardship? Would you be willing to? Sure, I'll go along with you because I want to listen to what you're going to tell them.
Okay, well, we're all getting missed signals and direction. And if I have to say that we have to wait until we can make sure to know where it's going to be, then I will have to do that. And that's okay. Votes have consequences.
Well, then you heard that. I mean, she will carry that message to them.
Wow.
And I think that's.
If you want me to be the martyr on this issue, that's fine.
No, I'm not asking you to be the martyr.
It seems like you just directed it that way.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'll
stand here and, you know, some of us passed this budget to take care of cases like that. Some of us did. I would like to ask you, did you stand up and put any negative pressure on the water board members at that meeting? Did you tell them they better not pass it?
No, I never said they better not pass it. And in fact, when the letter came to the Clay County Commission to give support pressure to pass it, I said these individuals are competent people that have been appointed to this board, and they can make a decision.
So you, no negative comments by you?
No, I never said a negative comment.
Or encourage them not to pass it?
Did I ever say don't pass this? I said what I had heard. I don't believe that was in any negative context.
Okay. The message is we're putting it on hold here at the moment. Second item, just kind of an FYI, that Rocky and I are meeting Monday with a farmer on the Minnesota side because we had started process quite some time ago, actually a couple of years ago, with an organic farmer who is interested in, again, this is considered an opportunistic purchase. We are making no commitments under the circumstance to him, but we had gone through at least the process to get us through an appraisal of his land. And he has asked us, how come I'm not hearing from you? We are going to meet with him to talk about this, but again, the explanation to him will come with the notion that we are in a position that it's going to have to be held, whether he wants to move ahead or not. And the third thing that you need to be aware of, and this happened yesterday at the Finance Committee meeting, is that the Finance Committee voted to pend any decision with regard to the Buffalo Red retention monies. We had, as you know, had turned that to over to the technical committee to take a look at it. They did. They felt that the request was appropriate in terms of the funding and so forth. But again, we're in this predicament of a situation that basically ties our hands. So it's not a yes, it's not a no, it's pended. Anything else? Next meeting is May 14th. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you. Okay.